Why is it that most of the people who are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place, huh? Boy, these conservatives are really something, aren't they? They're all in favor of the unborn. They will do anything for the unborn. But once you're born, you're on your own. Pro-life conservatives are obsessed with the fetus from conception to 9 months. After that, they don't want to know about you. They don't want to hear from you. No, nothing. No neonatal care, no daycare, no Head Start, no school lunch, no food stamps, no welfare, no nothing. If you're pre-born, you're fine. If you're preschool, you're fucked. Conservatives don't give a shit about you until you reach military age. Then they think you are just fine, just what they've been looking for. Conservatives want live babies so they can raise them to be dead soldiers. Pro-life. Pro-life. These people aren't pro-life, they're killing doctors. What kind of pro-life is that? What, they'll do anything they can to save a fetus, but if it grows up to be a doctor, they just might have to kill it? They're not pro-life. You know what they are? They're anti-woman. Simple as it gets. Anti-woman. They don't like them. They don't like women. They believe a woman's primary role is to function as a broodmare for the state. Pro-life. You don't see many of these white anti-abortion women volunteering to have any black fetuses transplanted into their uteruses, do you? No, you don't see them adopting a whole lot of crack babies, do you? No, that might be something Christ would do. And you won't see a lot of these pro-life people dousing themselves in kerosene and lighting themselves on fire. You know, morally committed religious people in South Vietnam knew how to stage a goddamn demonstration, didn't they? Huh? Hey. They knew how to put on a fucking protest. Light yourself on fire! Come on, you moral crusaders, let's see a little smoke to match that fire in your belly. Here's another question I have. How come when it's us, it's an abortion, and when it's a chicken, it's an omelet? Are we so much better than chickens all of a sudden? When did this happen, that we pass chickens in goodness? Name 6 ways we're better than chickens. See, nobody can do it. You know why? Because chickens are decent people. You don't see chickens hanging around in drug gangs, do you? You don't see a chicken strapping some guy to a chair and hooking up his nuts to a car battery, do you? When's the last chicken you heard about came home from work and beat the shit out of his hand, huh? Doesn't happen. Because chickens are decent people. But let's get back to this abortion shit. Now, is a fetus a human being? This seems to be the central question. Well, if a fetus is a human being, how come the census doesn't count them? If a fetus is a human being, how come when there's a miscarriage, they don't have a funeral? If a fetus is a human being, how come people say we have 2 children and 1 on the way, instead of saying we have 3 children? People say life begins at conception. I say life began about 1 billion years ago, and it's a continuous process. Continuous, just keeps rolling along. Rolling, rolling, rolling along. I said, you know something? Listen, you can go back further than that. What about the carbon atoms? Huh? Human life could not exist without carbon. So is it just possible that maybe we shouldn't be burning all this coal? Just looking for a little consistency here in these anti-abortion arguments. See, the really hardcore people will tell you life begins at fertilization. Fertilization when the sperm fertilizes the egg, which is usually a few moments after the man says, "Gee, honey, I was gonna pull out, but the phone rang and it startled me." Fertilization. But even after the egg is fertilized, it's still 6 or 7 days before it reaches the uterus and pregnancy begins. And not every egg makes it that far. 80% of a woman's fertilized eggs are rinsed and flushed out of her body once a month during those delightful few days she has. They wind up on sanitary napkins, and yet they are fertilized eggs. So basically what these anti-abortion people are telling us is that any woman who's had more than one period is a serial killer. Consistency. Consistency. Hey, if they really want to get serious, what about all the sperm that are wasted when the state executes a condemned man and one of these pro-life guys who's watching comes in his pants, huh? Here's a guy standing over there with his jockey shorts full of little Vinnies and Debbies. And nobody's saying a word to that guy. Not every ejaculation deserves a name. Now, speaking of consistency, Catholics, which I was until I reached the age of reason, Catholics and other Christians are against abortions, and they're against homosexuals. Well, who has less abortions than homosexuals? Leave these fucking people alone, for Christ's sakes. Here is an entire class of people guaranteed never to have an abortion. And the Catholics and Christians are just tossing them aside. You'd think they'd make natural allies. Go look for consistency in religion. And speaking of my friends, the Catholics, when John Cardinal O'Connor of New York and some of these other cardinals and bishops have experienced their first pregnancies and their first labor pains and they've raised a couple of children on a minimum wage, then I'll be glad to hear what they have to say about abortion. I'm sure it'll be interesting. Enlightening, too. But, in the meantime, what they ought to be doing is telling these priests who took a vow of chastity to keep their hands off the altar boys. Keep your hands to yourself, Father. You know? When Jesus said, "Suffer the little children, come unto me," that's not what he was talking about.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brendan Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Fucking Carlin.
Oh, I miss him. He was the best.
There's no, I mean, comparison. Like, that kind of comedy where it's, I mean, honestly, 100%, like, we shouldn't laugh at that.
No, because it's fucking true.
It's 100% true. It's 100% true. It's 100% thought-provoking. You know, I mean, we shouldn't laugh at that, yet he yells it so well, pulls the funny out of it, and sadly, he doesn't get people to stop and think and go, "Oh my God, he's right," enough, but it is.
Yeah. I think what it is it's part of one of those things, it's you get to a point where you either have to laugh or cry, because it's like, it's so fucking ridiculous that we're still having this damn argument.
Yeah. It's... Well, and I thought it was fitting just with the whole Texas thing right now and, you know, which is just, I mean, basically anybody can be a bounty hunter now and go collect their 10 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's nuts. That's fucking bonkers. You know, that's Wild West posse bullshit.
Oh, yeah, it is. Which is just
Texas. I
mean, New Texas was special sometimes, but that went a little far.
Yeah, so. Texas is really pushing Florida.
Yeah.
For the, should we give it back to Mexico?
Well, it's one of those things. I mean, honestly, it's one of those things. I mean, in Florida, you know, with a lot of the decisions they've been making around COVID kind of, you know, make things a little different. But even before that, with a lot of this stuff, they had, part of the reason why Florida is so bad is, I think we've mentioned this, is their rules on news, like police reports. The police have to report to all findings to the newspapers within 24 hours in Florida.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff they hide in other states. If Florida's like, we can't.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's stupid stories fucking everywhere. We know that. You know,
but it's just,
we just don't get them in live time.
Yeah, Florida has been special, so.
Yeah. There's that lady on fucking TikTok. I think her name is Sarah Hesteros, if I'm saying that right. She's actually a fucking comedian lounge singer in Vegas. She has some type of residency in one of the bars inside a casino there. Like, nothing major, but...
Yeah.
Fuck, if me or you had a comedy residency at some bar and, you know, inside Harrah's, you know, we'd be fucking ecstatic, so I'm sure she is. Yeah. But she does this thing on TikTok where she does Florida Man and Florida Woman either Wednesday or Friday. And because that's where she's from, and she has her mom send a story or whatever. And she puts it into like a lounge song. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking hilarious. I'll have to send you, because I'm not, like I said, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing the name right. She was actually, I don't remember seeing her, but she was posting clips. She was on America's Got Talent this year.
Oh. I don't know. I might have to go back and look. I don't know.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I've been watching it, but I'll be honest, this year hasn't been that.
I after the auditions, I haven't watched the show.
Yeah. My biggest thing is, and I know, I hate to say this, and I know people might get mad at me, I love Michael Winslow. I have loved Michael Winslow my entire life.
Well, me too. He shouldn't be there.
He should be there. He is a legend. One of the other comedians even made a comment. I'm up against the legend, Michael Winslow. And it's like, you should not be on a show like America's Got Talent with people calling you a legend.
Yeah. Now, it'd be different. Like, let's say the Subway singer from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
If a New Yorker was like, yeah, this guy's a fucking legend, right? That's a local legend of a semi-homeless man who sings beautifully in the subway, who busks. Like, he's a busking legend. It's a guy who's made his name on the street. Michael Winslow's not that guy.
No, I mean, when you think Police Academy, you think the first person that usually comes to your mind is Michael Winslow.
Mahoney.
Well, Mahoney too, but I mean, Michael Winslow's right there with him, though.
To be honest, there's so many characters in that fucking movie that I think of.
Bobcat, Michael Winslow. I mean, you got the fucking the straight guy. I mean, the guy that's like, Miser. I don't even remember his name.
The fucking
Mauser.
Yeah.
Was that it? Yeah.
Lieutenant Mauser.
Yeah, he cracked me up.
You know, and the captain is fucking the guy from Punky Brewster.
Oh, yeah. When he gets the blowy in the middle of it, yeah.
Yeah, and then fucking, what the hell is her name? Kim? She was in Sex and the City. She was in Porky's.
She was a moaner in Porky's.
Kim Cattrall, there you go. Big Trouble Little China. I kept wanting to say Kim Coles, and I'm like, no, she wasn't in Living Single. Like, that wasn't her. But, so there's a lot of characters in that fucking movie I always think of.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, Hightower.
Oh, fuck. When he gets that little car and has to freaking pull the seats out so he can sit in the seat.
Yeah.
Sits in the back seat of the Honda so he can drive it. Oh, yeah.
Fucking, the big dude. Fucking, I think it was Highsmith was his real name. Or was it Highsmith? Ex-NFL player. He played Hightower? Yeah, sorry. Who's the fucking gun dude? The fucking just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Tackleberry. I can't remember. Tackleberry.
Yeah, Tackleberry. And then there was the girl that freaking couldn't, would just totally whisper. And then every once in a while, all of a sudden, she'd be like, just start screaming at somebody.
Freeze, dirtbag.
Yeah, Bobcat. I mean, how many, you know, there's so many.
Well, Barbara. The two dudes that go to the Blue Oyster.
Yep.
Oh, God, I fucking love that movie.
I feel like I need to go watch that again. I mean, like I said, I love him, but he just doesn't. I mean, you know, when the judge is even Howie at one point, it's like, I've loved you for you know, my entire career. And it's like, you know, Howie, you suck, but you're saying you love this guy and you're a judge on the show.
Yeah. You know, from Michael Winslow's standpoint, if they're going to allow it, why the fuck not? Like you said, he's been a stay-at-home dad for a while. He's been doing basically just local clubs, you know, small little.
He was here not too long ago.
Yeah.
But,
you know, and not that he can't sell out a Tacoma Comedy Club for a weekend or, you know, even one of the casino shows or whatever. However, he's going to sell it out because it's fucking Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, but it's just still, it's one of those. I mean, and there was a couple other ones that were on there that you're like, these guys are
Josh Blue.
Josh Blue. And I love Josh Blue, and he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Wasn't he on like Last Comic Standing or something too?
He won Last Comic Standing.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like I said, the Olympics put the pause on it, you know, for 2 weeks or whatever. And to be honest, there wasn't enough people that made me go, oh my God, I can't wait for this to come back out.
We've been watching it, but it's one of those things like I'm not, there's no standouts to me this year. Like there is normally every year there's somebody that you're like, yes,
yeah,
I want this person. And I'm just like, meh.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And not that I wouldn't watch it. Like if the girls came out, fucking life's been hectic, man. I am jealous of you.
Me?
You got no kids in school anymore, man.
No.
School fucking picked back up. And holy shit, and softball has started. So that's really put the time frame on when to pick kids up. And yesterday it took so long to get Toby in school that I had to go straight from there to go get the girls or I wouldn't have been there on time.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's like, you know, like today, I mean, it was one of those things, not to sound bad, but I was coming back from Seattle and I'm like, well, I'm going to be in Maple Valley at like 2.
Yeah.
But I thought if I would have thought about it, what I should do is I'm just going to start carrying some of my gear and that I could have gone for a run or, you know, bringing the bike with me and gone for a bike ride. I mean, I'm going to be riding through.
You're going to be riding through there next week. Yeah, they got the signs posted on the 19th, right?
Yep. And I looked through. I've looked at the drove part of the route. It leaves, goes up by Lake Sawyer, drops down the Green River Gorge into VZ Cumberland. And then you go all the way out to Enumclaw, basically do a loop around the
216th, the school or the road Toby School's on has the signs.
You do it by the fairgrounds, basically, and then turn around and come all the way back down Cumberland into Kanaskia, you know, Kent Kangley, cut over and drop down Landsberg. And you come up and down Landsberg and then cut down 216th.
Yeah.
So those hills, especially too, it's like, thanks guys for putting the hills in Landsberg at the fucking end.
Yeah, that's the 19th. I got to make sure I'm out of town.
Yeah, so I'll be coming up almost to your house and then taking a left on 216th and dropping down. If I haven't dropped dead from freaking trying to ride a bike 56 miles.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, so life has just been crazy. And then, so today was, I went to work for an hour this morning and then came home. We had meetings today. It was our business plan for 2022. And I'm sitting here just getting ready to get on my computer for it. 8:30 this morning. It started at 9. But we all know we've all dealt with the fucking computer issues I've had. So I came back half hour early to get it all going. And fuck, of course, all my passwords need to be reset. I fucking opened it. I'm like, what the fuck? And as I'm working on that, old boss calls and says, hey, dude, the director and blah, blah, blah are coming out to my house to watch them. Why don't you get in the car and head on over? I'm like, fuck it. I'm on my way. So a bunch of us went over there and watched the meetings, but that's where you were messaging me at. And so I was, you know, nervous picking up my fucking phone with the head of Washington being there and my RM out of one of the warehouses being there. And
yeah, you know, no, I get that.
Here I am grabbing my personal phone. And then, you know, we get 10-minute breaks every once in a while where the videos would stop and the countdown would come on for a 10-minute break, and I'd walk outside and grab my phone, and fuck, I got the realtor going, hey, let's go look at houses tonight. I got Tosh going, hey, we have a fucking virtual open house tonight for the kids of school. And then, hey, can you pick Toby up? I got stuck in a meeting. So then I had to fly home from Federal Way to get him by 3:30, pick the girls up at 4:30.
Wow.
We're not
going to at all.
We did push. We're going to go look at houses tomorrow instead of tonight, but
nice.
Just so we can be there for the kids' thing here in about an hour. So
how's that going?
Well, I don't have a house. So, yeah. You know,
like I said, that was the hardest part was looking. Cause it was like, you find one you love and then you lose it or, you know, you didn't get it quick enough or yeah.
We did put an offer on one, but we didn't really fight hard for it type deal.
Yeah.
And we came in second out of like four offers or something. And then the people backed out of it and they came back to us, but they were like, but we want you to match what they offered. And we're like, we gave you the highest fucking offer we could.
Yeah, we're giving you the offer. That's it. Take it or leave it.
You know, even at that offer, what we penned out after what everything would cost, bills, blah, blah, blah. We're sitting there and we're like, we'll have between $300 and $500 a month to live.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, we went. So our, what we have to play with is four and change. She goes, you have 400 and a cushion, you know, you can go up.
Yeah.
And we ended up putting like 440 on this house.
Ooh.
Is what we offered. And it kind of worked out because Tosh wasn't 100% in love with it, you know.
Yeah.
She really liked the house. She didn't like where it was at. So the initial house we looked at that we just fell in love with still seems to be like there might be some type of fucking chance we end up in it.
That the one that like went back on the market? And
so it failed inspection. And it had a list of things that needed to be done. And the people that paid for the inspection and put down their initial money pulled out. Said it was too much. That guy supposedly lives in Arizona. He's trying to get rid of the house so he doesn't have to keep coming up here. So he's a highly motivated seller. Rumor has it he's a contractor. And so he is back in town this week. Our realtor has been in contact with the listing agent, and the listing agent's supposed to have a meeting with him sometime this week and see if he's willing to fix some of the things to get it to pass. So if it happens, it happens. If not, you know, we're still looking at houses still.
Hey, you know.
We were supposed to go look at a house. One of the houses we were supposed to look at tonight looked fantastic through pictures, and they weren't supposed to review offers till like next Tuesday, and they took one today.
Yeah. We had that happen a lot. We had that on a couple where we're like, well, we're going to wait, you know, because we want to bid this one because this one doesn't, you know, close until, you know, Tuesday. So we'll bid on this one and wait. And then all of a sudden, boom, that one's gone. This one that we were going to wait on is suddenly gone. And we're like, well, shit, that was one we kind of wanted more than the one we're bidding on.
Yeah. And see, we have, I don't know what kind of loan you got, but we got approved for FHA.
That's what we had. So you have to have the inspection.
And it's a lot stricter inspection than a conventional, you know. And so our realtor, Tara, she's been great. She's, you know, we go look at a house and she's like, so this is going to come up. This is going to come up. You know, these are certain things. There's been some where she's like, the listing agent says that this guy absolutely will not fix a thing. So, you know, he's already made that blatantly clear. He just wants rid of the house. He ain't touching it.
Yeah.
So
that gets rough because sometimes on the FHA, you can't get a lot of those because if it doesn't, you know, if he's not going to fix anything and it won't pass inspection, the FHA won't do it.
Yeah. So there's been some disappointment in that way and, you know, shit like that. And I do know we offered that Black Diamond house that we really like. We offered like $7,000 extra. Tell the guy we'll pay $7,000 more for the house if he fixes everything up. And
yeah.
So.
Hey, you never know. I mean, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Yep, that's where I'm at, but. You know, I think Tosh is at, like, hasn't given the new houses a fair shake because I think
she's hoping for that one.
Well, her heart is set on that house.
Yeah.
Even though we've been told no 3 times already, like, you know, I'm afraid we're going to miss something we could get that we would like. Maybe not equally, but, you know.
Yeah.
Still thoroughly enjoy. To be honest, so I thought fucking Wednesday last week? Tuesday last week, whatever day it was. Tuesday, I think. The fucking pressure tank in the well went out.
Ooh.
Like midday. Right? All right, I'm coming home. I'll fix it. I'll stop and buy a new one. We had a feeling it was going soon. The water, I think on Sunday, started pulsating.
Well, that's always good.
And so when you look it up, that's what it says, you know, it could be the cause of it. And so, however, I guess when the water went out, my mom was upstairs running a bath.
Oh.
And when the water shut off, she just got up out. So me and my nephew, we got it all fixed, tore it out, put the new one in. You know, I went and bought everything. We finished it all. We're sitting down eating dinner. And the girls go, oh, the water's fixed now. Does that mean we can flush the toilet? I was like, yeah, I'll go get it. I was done eating. I'm like, I'll go get it. Walk in, and water is pouring through the fucking ceiling.
Mom left it on, so when the water got turned back on, it just started running, didn't it?
Yep. Yep. So I had to stay home the next day from work and repair and replace ceiling tiles. The floor is going to need to be replaced, which, mind you, we just remodeled the bathroom, like, or redid all that shit in the bathroom like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, good times. And we went and looked at houses that night.
That just makes you more motivated to get out.
I was like, I'm sure we're just, first one we walk into, we're going to be like, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
when it's that messed up, it just makes you more motivation to get out of there. So,
yeah. So
that's it. I thought it was funny that the house that someone sent me a link to a video of the Pierce County Sheriff's getting somebody squatters out of a house.
That was me.
I'm watching the video going, huh, that's the house we moved out of a year ago.
Oh, no so, shit.
Yeah. So the Pierce County Sheriff's were kicking a squatter out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the house. Apparently, they've never got anyone back in it since we left.
Well, I thought they were selling it or tearing it down or
mostly tearing it down, but I think the problem they're running into because of, you know, all the issues with, you know, COVID and all that kind of stuff, they've been having issues with getting permits and stuff, so they haven't been able to do anything with it, so it's just sitting there. But yeah.
Okay yeah, so I don't know what's happening. You know, we'll just keep playing it by ear, keep plugging away, checking out houses.
Yeah. Hopefully you get something soon.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're not homeless, so we're not seeing like that, hey, our lease is up, we got to get out, you know, we don't have that time constraint on us.
Does your mom know you're looking?
No.
Huh? That's good.
No, not yet. So, not yet. I haven't really found the best time. She calls me almost daily. I think, you know, with no buy up there anymore and, you know, so she called, but it's all been bad news. You know, my uncle passed away like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
My aunt has been inundated for over 2 weeks. My mom just found out a few days ago, her sister. And, you know, she has all those druggies living in her house. Who fucking knows what's going on?
Yeah.
It sounds like she'll be in the ICU for at least a year and then moved into a nursing home. Is what my mom said, but, you know, she exaggerates some things, so I have no clue.
Yeah.
She called me last night, and my cousin Mike is on life support with COVID down in Tennessee.
Ooh.
You know.
That's not good at all. It sounds like there's all sorts of crazy stuff going on, so.
Yeah, and then we had Tasha's dad scared. You know, we still got to figure out, he's got his surgeon appointment on Friday to find out if we got to do brain surgery or not there, but. Yeah, so it's just been, I'm like, God, when do I break more bad news, you know?
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
So.
Yeah, I know. One thing we've been dealing with, my sister has breast cancer, but they just did surgery number 3, and hopefully it worked. But,
oh. So, yeah, let's hope that worked. Mastectomy type stuff, taking it all out, or?
They take the full, all of it, just part. So, okay. They've taken it apart every time, and they thought they got it the first time, then they didn't, and then they chastened, and they're hoping they got it all this time, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's been bad news after bad news. My mom's going to Chelan Sunday for like 3 weeks. So maybe she'll be better when she gets back and be a good time to tell her. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, eventually you're just going to actually get the house and you're going to have to tell her.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought about going that route too.
Just be one of those things. She'll come down one day, and all of a sudden, nothing's there. Wait a minute. Where did Matt and the kids go?
Yeah, no shit. So, yeah, and then speaking of Toby, got sent home from school on Thursday because he coughed. he's had a cough for like 4 weeks. And yeah, that's been like the only symptom. It's like a dry, barky cough. It started right after we got back from Wilbur, where we were in the middle of all that smoke from the fires.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sure that affected him.
You know, but he had to go. We had to go take him Monday to go get a COVID test, which came back negative Tuesday. And then you had to take him to the doctor to get the cough diagnosed so you could have a written note of why he's coughing. And now he has 2 weeks that he can go to school. But if he coughs after 2 weeks, he's back out.
You got to go do it all again.
Got to do it all again. So
I couldn't imagine, because, I mean, when Zoe was a kid, Zoe had lung issues forever.
Mm-hmm.
And she would cough constantly. I mean, she would have never been able to go to school.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then the kids missed school Friday. So when we got back Monday night, they all had fucking homework. Yeah, it's just been a lot of fun being a parent again. Jesus. I forgot how, you know what? Guess who's not missing homeschool? Like, I'm not missing, they need to go come back homeschool with someone each year.
Yeah, I could see that.
Probably not for Tosh, but.
I mean, harder on Tosh, but not you, but. Yeah. Tosh is like sending to school. Get him out of here.
Yeah, no, I think she's, well, and she started the new position she's at in school now in the administration. Yep. So she's in meetings, like, every day I walk in and I got to, like, creep in the front door because she's on, you know, Zoom.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, God, I can't wait till the day I have a bad day at work since she's had the job and walk in, just throw my shit and be like, motherfuckers.
God damn it, oh, sorry.
Yeah. You know, we're down to one income.
Yeah. Oops, sorry, honey.
Matt said some stupid shit. So, but we did go camping Labor Day.
I saw that. How was camping?
We went to Oasis RV and Golf Park in Ephrata. And really fucking nice.
Nice.
But really, what would you say? Clickish, I guess.
Oh,
so this is a place that a lot of these people park their RVs at for the whole summer and then just show up, you know,
just show up randomly when they want to use it.
Exactly. Everybody knew everybody. There's like four tent sites in the middle of the RV park. And then there's they call it the tent runoff or whatever. That's out by itself. Well, we ended up in the one in the fucking RV park. But I mean, to be honest, everybody was super nice.
That's good.
But I was the youngest one by like 20 years, you know, they had a golf tournament, which we did not know. And it was $1 to join.
You join?
Yeah. It was a scramble and, you couldn't pick your own team. You went in at 9:30 in the morning, you signed up, and then they drew names and put four people on each team.
That sounds awesome, actually.
And so, but again, right, the three people I'm with, they all knew each other. They weren't there together, but they fucking knew each other.
Yeah.
You know. But Samantha and Steven came up from Oklahoma to go with us. So...
I saw a picture of the kids together and said that Sam's like way shorter than the other two.
Yeah.
I forgot how short Sam was until I saw her next to the other two. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Next
Sam
to
is
the
that
13
short.
And 12 year old. Yeah. Yep. And so, but we had a good time. The Torres family went out with us. So the kids, you know, all hung out. There was a pool there, which they enjoyed. We did end up driving up to Sun Lakes one day to go to the lake.
Yes.
The pool definitely wasn't big. You know,
yeah.
But it was nice. It just wasn't big. And so they wanted more breathing room. So we did go up to Sun Lakes. We did do Water Wars when we were there.
That's always good.
It was actually, that was a lot of fun. Each family, we bought like 12 buckets a piece or some shit and just went to town. And it was funny. So the old lady that takes your money had come out of the booth once everybody paid and kind of walked over to the lady that was filling the balloons, and one of the balloons hit and splashed her. And it was the last balloon of the round. And it was the kids, and they all started coming out for the next turn. And she goes, uh-uh, you guys get fucking in there right now. Get back there. She's like, you got me wet? My turn. And she grabbed a bucket and just launched him at the kids.
Like, awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So, no, we had a good time.
That's good.
We had a good time.
Yeah, we didn't do a whole lot over Labor Day. I went swimming out in Lake Wilderness. I didn't get any bad diseases swimming in Lake Wilderness, but, you know, whatever.
You are a fucking miracle.
Yeah, no, I swam over a mile on Lake Wilderness.
That's like sleeping with half of our old high school and not getting herpes.
Yeah, no.
That's a miracle.
I mean, usually you just got herpes just looking in half our old high school.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. Yeah, that was one of those things that you wish there were segregated water fountains.
Yeah, I'm afraid to open the old yearbooks. Just gonna be like, you're opening. Oh, god damn it.
Break out. Yeah. So, how much did you swim in Wilderness? Like, how long? Because that's where the swim is, right?
Yeah, it's 1.2 miles.
Is that across the lake?
No, it's you almost the whole perimeter about.
Oh,
you have to almost swim the perimeter all the way around, and that's what I did. I swam from the docks across. And then all the way down to the end and then back and kind of did the perimeter. Huh. But I couldn't get too close to the edges because there's people fishing, so.
Yeah, you don't want your worm hooked.
No, not at all.
How long did that take you?
Took me an hour and 10 minutes. Okay. But I was with a friend and we kept stopping and talking a little bit to try and, you know, keep my breathing in control. Because that's my biggest problem is trying to keep the breathing. I can do the swim. It's just my breathing starts going bad.
Okay.
So, and I haven't figured out how to carry an inhaler while I swim. So,
but. Little waterproof pouch.
There we go. But so yeah, so it's just keeping the breathing down.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be good. It's going to be interesting. Now I think I'm more worried about the bike ride now because I spent so much time focusing on getting the swim down. I already had the run, and I'm like, I haven't spent enough time riding the bike.
So. Yeah, I know swimming's more muscles and probably more tiring, you know, just in general. But 56, when you put that number 56 next to it.
Yeah.
And you're like, you got to bike 56 miles, like.
And then as soon as you finish, you hop off and you go run a half marathon. And I don't know if you've ever ridden a bike at all and then tried to go run afterwards. It messes with your legs.
You just had me at the word try. Yeah, no.
No.
I don't try anything.
No.
Nope. Not at all. So.
No, it'll be interesting.
And I'm sure you did. You probably went and saw Shang-Chi over the weekend.
I saw that and Candyman.
See, I didn't even know they were remaking Candyman until I saw, I think it was Jonas Barnes's review.
I'm going to say this, and it's not really, it's not a remake.
A sequel?
Basically.
Sequel, prequel, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically a sequel.
Okay. Yep, we talked about going to the little theater in Ephrata and seeing it, and then Tosh didn't seem too happy when I brought it up, so I just kind of left it alone. But the plan is we'll go see it this weekend. So,
I will say this. I was not at all disappointed. I was actually, it has the same feeling as like Guardians. Where you don't know enough about Shang-Chi to really have any, like, go in with any thoughts. And by the end of it, you love it. You love Shang-Chi. You love him. You love Awkwafina's fucking amazing in the book, in the movie. I mean, it's good. I loved it.
I'm really looking forward to it. So
I love the whole movie. I was cracking up most of it. Because Awkwafina gives just that amount of good humor that it's good. I mean... It reminds me a lot of the guy who playing it reminds me a lot of Jackie Chan.
Okay.
So not in his acting. His acting is more, but his fighting style.
Oh, okay.
But his acting is more, I mean, he's
more drunken tiger.
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, he's really good. And I mean, the fight scenes are very well choreographed. It's not like Iron Fist where you're watching him fight and you're like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
You know, you can see, he looks like he knows what he's doing. I mean, it was very well put together. They did good on this one.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I've already decided in my head that I don't have to know the Marvel characters to get it, like Guardians changed that for me. Like I don't have to know, because I didn't know a whole lot about Guardians at all.
And there are a lot of nods in this. I mean, you have to watch closely with a lot of characters popping up. You're like, hey, that's, oh shit, you know, through the whole movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll check that out and we'll talk about that one next week. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, needless to say.
And it really sets it up for the, you know, him to be in the rest of the movies.
Okay. Well, it's kind of how the phases seem to work, right?
Yeah.
So, and you're not going to have the big major team up with like the Avengers where it brought them all together and they could do that every 4 or 5 movies.
Yeah.
At least that I know of anyways. So,
I mean, it still looks like there's going to be, I mean, really Doctor Strange and all that. I think, you know, there's a lot of ties to Doctor Strange in this movie.
Well, and I just think that's, Doctor Strange, I think, is going to play a huge role throughout the whole phase.
Yeah. Well, and then speaking of Doctor Strange, do you watch What If?
I'm 2 episodes behind.
Killing me.
Dude, I haven't been in front of a TV.
I know.
Like, at all. You know. Fuck, the last 2 nights, Ray has been up till 10 working on homework. I go to bed by 10:30. I'm old.
Oh, you're getting there.
Yeah. So, I wish. I want to.
Yeah, it's, if you get a chance, it's good. I was really impressed with it.
Well, hopefully, I have the kids on homework now because we have their open house. And that ends at 8:30, so hopefully at 8:30 we can flip it over. And we got to watch that, and we got to catch up on Holy Moly. So,
yeah, Holy Moly, of course, that's another good one. Like I said, AGT, we've been watching it, but I haven't been hugely impressed. I'm just like, it's not my favorite season.
Yeah, that'll just end up being a filler show. Like, hey, there's nothing on to watch right now. Okay, watch that one.
Yeah, so. It has not been my favorite year. I'm like, this year kind of sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. We did. Did I talk about we went to the Mariners game? I'm trying to think. When did
I think we did.
Okay. Yeah, the one they lost out of their like 6-game streak. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. That figures.
Yeah. But, and I got my Mariner Moose pop.
Nice. Lucky.
Yeah. So, we did do that. Oh God, I was going to talk about softball. So Ray has never played softball.
That's right. She's always played baseball.
Always. And
Meath's always been in baseball. So it's kind of like when Zoe switched. Zoe had some issues.
Oh, it's killing her because all her teammates are on the field next to her playing middle school baseball.
Oh.
Yeah. And so we had to, that was, fuck, Monday was just a nightmare. We got up early Monday. We got packed up. We were on the road by 10:30. Like, it was impressive how quick we got up and packed and, you know, ready to go. We stopped in fucking Thorpe.
Yeah.
To buy
apples. You gotta go to the antique fruit.
Yep. And I was like, well, if we're stopping here, I gotta look at the antique shops too, like up there. And we were making great time. And then all of a sudden, we hit Thorpe. We were there maybe an hour, hour and a half. And took us 2 hours plus to get from there to the pass.
Ooh.
Fucking sucked. Then we didn't even get to go home. We had to go straight into Renton because I let Samantha drive my car, and we had the truck, so I had to go pick up my car. We hadn't bought the kids' softball shit yet.
No.
New cleats. Ray has never had a bat for softball. Nothing. So we went down to Dick's, bought all, and Ray picked up the bat, and she's like, what is this? I'm like, that's a fast pitch bat. She's like, it's so small. She's like, girls are weak. I was fucking dying. I was dying. And then at practice, she told me during hitting practice, they were teaching her to bunt. And I go, really? Like, they would pick you and go bunt. Like, what the fuck? Bella's sitting there saying she's smacking balls 200 feet, 225 feet, and they're like, you're doing it wrong. Your feet are wrong. I'm like, tell her to kiss your ass. Tasha's like, you can't tell him that. I'm like, the fuck out. Fuck. I'm like, I'll go to practice. I'm going to be the worst. I'm going to be the worst baseball dad.
It's the hardest because that was hard for me when Zoe first went in. And it's just like they're telling me, I'm like, yeah.
My general rule of thumb always from day one with hitting is I will not change anything you do if you're successful at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about this, I think, on this show before. You look at some of the greatest hitters ever. You would never teach somebody to hit like Edgar Martinez.
No.
But he had to hit that way because he was blind in one eye. You know, you would never teach somebody to hit like Ichiro.
No, because that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
But the guy's like a 330 career hitter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, if you're not successful, then we'll tweak your game and try to see if we can't make you better.
It's like Jay Buhner looked like he was waiting for a fucking bus.
That one I would have changed. Jay Buhner was a career 250 hitter with either home runs or strikeouts. That was it. You know.
Yeah.
But then again, who knows? High school, college, whatever, maybe he was highly successful.
Yeah.
And at that point, you can only tweak. You can't fully change.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, but I would never. And they're right off the bat, hitting practice off a tee. And they're like, nope, your feet are wrong. What do you mean they're wrong? Like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Bunting?
Hey, it's always tough, and that's the hardest part, because when you've coached them for years, and all of a sudden another coach is like, hey, nope, you need to change this. It's like, at her age.
Yeah, well, they have 7 girls who've never played before, period. And there's only 15 girls. Not that they're keeping 15. I mean, they are, but that's all they've tried out. And they're keeping all of them.
Wow.
So the first day of practice was fielding and throwing, you know. And I'm like, so did you stop everything? And Ray goes, yeah, I stopped everything. She goes, I didn't catch everything, you know, but nothing got behind me. Okay, that's perfect. That's all we asked for, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how hard was she hitting them? Like, she wasn't hitting them. She was standing at the pitcher's mound rolling them to us. What? Like, I'm dying. I'm fucking... I can't... You're in middle school. Like, this is the age I want to coach, and you're babying them? Like, at this point, it's shit or get off the pot.
I think the problem is, it's like you said, there's 7 girls who've never played before, so I think it's kind of... I don't know. You're kind of fucked in that situation because you've got to try and make sure those 7 girls figure it out and you don't kill them in the first practices. But then the girls that have been there a while need to be, you know.
The girls said it was really babyish today, really weak, and they did like some fun games and stuff. And I think Bella said she asked the coach, like, what's going on? And the coach was like, I don't want girls to quit, so I got to do something to make it fun. Like, we don't have enough girls that we can afford for them to quit, which I'm sure Bella's happy with, but Araya's like, see those kids over there throwing 70? Yeah, I can hit those ones. Like, you know, I told her that. I go, have your coach bring Parker over real quick and just show her why you shouldn't bunt.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
it's one of those things. Maybe the coach figured out after seeing her a little bit. I mean, it's the first couple practices. Hopefully she figures out there's a reason why we call her meat.
Yeah, I mean, bunting.
She hits the ball a fucking ton.
Yeah, there's bunting's not the. Yeah, I'm gonna die. And then Toby's got his first soccer practice Monday, and that's got to be a shit show, right? 7-year-olds.
Yeah. Oh, it is. That's when Benton played. It's. But he had a blast. That was the one that I was surprised he didn't continue. That was the one that he seemed to actually enjoy. But.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Toby's really looking forward to it. So. We'll see. We actually scored. So when we went school clothes shop and we went to the Adidas store because I swear up and down by Adidas shoes and we were looking for the girls' stuff. And everything in the store was 70% off. We got Toby cleats, shin guards, shorts, t-shirts, and like long john leggings or whatever. I think it was $35 for all of it.
Wow.
I paid more for water bottles in that store than I did for all of Toby's soccer gear.
That's good.
So yeah, he's looking forward. He's excited. You know, I'll struggle less with that one. I mean, I played soccer for 20 years, but I was a goalie. Like, I don't know a whole lot of the, you know.
That was the thing, like, when Ben played, they wanted me to be one of the coaches, and I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I never – that was a game I never played. I never played soccer. It's like, you want me to run around a field for 2 hours? Fuck that.
Yeah. Yep. And then what do we have? Tonight we have NFL football starting, the real deal.
Yeah, it's tied right now.
Oh, is it on?
Yeah.
Well.
Tampa versus Dallas. It's tied.
I don't have any of those people, do I? Tied 0-0 or what? Give me an update.
7-7.
7-7.
Yeah, I have. I know because I have Brady as one of my quarterbacks. But I think it's on the other team, on the other, yeah, my other league.
Oh, I have the guy that caught the touchdown for Tampa.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, in one of my leagues. I'm in four fucking leagues.
I've only got two this year.
So America's team from our league started a league and asked me to be in it. I said, sure. His draft was Sunday, and I totally spaced it. I was going to do it on my phone like you did yours.
Yep.
Totally spaced it. So all of a sudden, it ends. I look at my team. I didn't look at any of this shit previously. I had no clue how he set this up. You have two quarterbacks starting, three wide receivers, two running backs, two tight ends, a wide receiver tight end flex, a wide receiver running back flex, a wide receiver running back tight end flex, two kickers, and two defenses.
Fuck.
So
that draft's going to last like 20 days.
I see all that, and then you have a bunch of bench players, too. But I see all that, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, well, where was I in the draft, right? I don't get it. My first pick was in the second round. And I had two picks in the second round. And then I didn't have a third round pick, and I had a fourth round pick. And then a 2/5, and then a 6th, and 3/7, and then 2/8, and an 11, and a 12, a 14.
That's weird.
Yeah. No fucking clue. So, right, my first pick was number 12 in a 10-team league.
Wow.
Some guy ended up with pick number 2 and number 3 back-to-back.
I like that's a really weird way of doing the draft.
Yeah, I still don't understand how that fucking draft went down. Like, no clue at all. I mean, when your first pick in a fantasy football draft is a wide receiver because the top 11 running backs are already off the board.
Huh.
Yeah, no fucking clue, man. I was lost.
That is weird. I don't know. In our league, I actually showed that I think Tosh was the only one that had a better draft than me, according to Yahoo.
Yeah, we can't trust those.
No, we can't, but.
So, she was happy because we're also in Victor's Lawyer League. They decided to play for money this year, and when they did, they had some dropouts, and he asked if we wanted to be in it, and Tosh got the worst draft grade in that one.
Yeah.
And then she, in ours, she got the best draft grade, so.
Yeah, I had second right behind Tosh, but we'll see. I mean,
well,
you know how it
see,
is.
You could have had the first best draft if you would have given her Gronkowski.
Yeah.
But you had to be a dick.
I didn't pick Gronk until like the freaking like 8th round.
To be honest, she probably didn't realize, one, he was still playing, two, probably forgot about him, and his name hadn't popped up on best available yet.
Yeah. And, I say, because I picked him, he was like second to last, I think.
Yeah, so that's really, I think, what occurred.
And I
on that
forgot
one.
About it. You're the one that actually made the comment. You made some comment and reminded me. I'm like, oh yeah, I need to pick Gronk just to piss off Tosh.
Yeah, that the draft was really fun. The way that Yahoo had it set up with a Zoom, I know you weren't a part. We totally fucking dropped the ball.
Oh yeah, we completely forgot that was the night of the freaking show. I'm like, oh yeah,
you, me, everybody, because a week before we talked about it. Hey, let's do it this Wednesday. You know, oh yeah, works for me. Works for me. Perfect. Tuesday, you're like, did we forget about comedy night?
Yeah.
Yes, we fucking did.
Yes, we did.
But there was like five of us on the live stream or whatever. And so it was kind of cool. Like Joe was there, you know, we got to flip Joe some shit, and Pickett was there, Pickett's son. So that was funny, right? Because Pickett's son would ask Chris, like, hey, should I do this? And would start talking about shit. And then all of a sudden, Chris would be like, oh, we got to mute the mic. Like, you got to shut up, you know. And then his guy would disappear, whoever he brought up.
Yeah, because, of course, he said all that. And you're like, oh, fuck, I got to take that guy.
But he was so smart. He was looking. He's like, oh, my God, can I drop this guy right now? I just realized I got four wide receivers with a week nine bye or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And Chris is like, no, you can't drop him yet. You got to drop him after the draft. And, you know. Yeah, it was kind of cool, but so we'll have updates on that coming. How was comedy?
It was good. It was a good night. Everything went really well. Sam killed it. I mean, he's always good. Richie and Taylor were both awesome. They all did a great job. I mean, it was a good night. I mean, packed house.
Good.
So. As usual. And then next month's going to be an interesting one because we get Richie's wife is going to be there next month. So, yeah.
And Rachel, so who else is coming?
It's going to be hosted by Ricky Armani, who I haven't seen before. He was suggested to me by Rachel. And then Rachel is the feature. And then J.R. Berard is going to actually close it out. Yeah. I haven't seen J.R. in probably 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So...
Well, I think JR did JR. I think JR did our competition once.
I think he might have. So yeah, it's been pretty much, but it's been a while since I've seen him do a long set. So, and then I've actually already got November set up. November's going to be interesting. I don't know who's hosting yet, but it's going to be Rusty featuring and Rutledge closing it out.
Fuck. I don't even know if we need an opener for that.
I'm thinking I might just host because I mean, whatever. I'll go up and do 5 minutes, and then that Rusty and Gabe just fucking have their day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a weird lineup, right? Because Rusty can definitely close out a show.
He didn't want to. He was supposed to be. I wanted him to be the closer, and he's like, "Yeah, no, I don't feel. It's been a while since I did anything because of COVID." He's like, "I just want to feature." I'm like, "Okay." So I reached out to Gabe, and Gabe's like, "Oh yeah, I'm there." I'm like, "Cool." So I'm like, "That's a pretty good lineup."
Yeah. Yeah, that's power packed, baby. Power pack.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we apologize for the week off. That wasn't necessarily supposed to happen either, but well, I guess we did because I didn't end up putting the draft online.
Yeah, because
I well, felt weird you weren't here.
Normally we do the draft together.
Yeah.
And then we put that becomes the but since, you know, I wasn't there.
No, and it would have worked out really cool, like I said, with that Zoom thing. So it wouldn't have been just me and you talking.
It would have been all of us. It would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have been really cool. But I didn't want to post it. I didn't even record it. You know, I felt bad you were sitting there on your phone just kind of watching in between jokes and whatnot. So
yeah. And they were killing it. I mean, it was a great show. I mean, it was like I said, I mean, Sam, it's been a while since I've seen Sam, and he's definitely gotten better, I think.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, let's see, we should be back next week. I don't foresee anything happening, but you fucking never know.
You never know, so, yeah, we should be. I mean, probably together, too, because I'm teaching class next week that I probably won't be done until 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so.
And there you go. All right, guys, so with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we will see you next week.
See you later.